This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the killing of a Muslim converted to Judaism.
At first, it seemed like the kind of shooting that is all too common in the West Bank. A Palestinian aroused suspicions and an Israeli soldier killed him. But the person killed was identified as David Ben Avraham, a Palestinian man who made the unheard-of decision to convert from Islam to Judaism. An outcast to both the Palestinians and most Israelis, Ben Avraham was seen in an online video being questioned by an Israeli soldier moments before his death. Footage from a nearby security camera appeared to show two soldiers shooting Ben Avraham from a close distance as he keeled over backwards onto the sidewalk. The Israeli army said it's investigating the shooting, but rights groups say soldiers are rarely held accountable in such situations. I'm Karen Chalmers.
Police have dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment early Thursday at DePaul University in Chicago, hours after the school's president told students to leave the area or face arrest. The move on Thursday comes less than a week after the school's president said public safety was at risk. Separately, at University of California, Irvine, 50 people were arrested, according to a Thursday morning email. South Africa has now urged the United Nations top court to order a ceasefire in Gaza. And during hearings over emergency measures to halt Israel's military operation in the enclave's southern city of Rafah, it was the third time the International Court of Justice held hearings on the conflict in Gaza since South Africa filed proceedings in December accusing Israel of genocide. South Africa told the panel of 15 international judges they must order Israel to totally and unconditionally withdraw from the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping reaffirmed their no-limits partnership that has deepened as both countries face rising tensions with the West. And they criticized U.S. military alliances in Asia and the Pacific region. At their summit Thursday, Putin thanked China's proposals for ending the war in Ukraine, which have been rejected by Ukraine and its Western supporters as largely following the Kremlin's line. Putin's two-day visit to one of his strongest allies and trading partners comes as Russian forces are pressing on an offensive in northeastern Ukraine's Kharkiv region and the most significant border incursion since the full-scale invasion began in 2022. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on Donald Trump's hush money trial.
Trump sitting placidly, arms folded across his chest, as his lawyers continue their cross-examination of star prosecution witness Michael Cohen, who was once Trump's lawyer. At points, Trump appearing to be watching him on the stand. Cohen's testimony flat and muted compared to the man who was once Trump's bombastic fixer. Despite a lot of back and forth about some of the things that got Cohen into trouble in the past and his motivation for testifying against Trump, the defense attempting to paint an unflattering picture for jurors of a man who should not be believed. Trump pled not guilty to charges of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on some of the long-term effects of last year's deadly wildfires in Maui.
Researchers say 74% of those who participated in a University of Hawaii study examining the health effects of the deadly wildfires may have difficulty breathing and otherwise poor respiratory health. Almost half show signs of function. The study looked at 679 people in January and February, but researchers hope to eventually enroll 2,000 people to generate what they call a snapshot of the estimated 10,000 people affected by the fires. Researchers say many of the study participants hadn't seen a doctor. Two-thirds of them lived in Lahaina, which was destroyed by the August 8th blaze. I'm Donna Warder.
Arrest for illegally crossing the U.S. border from Mexico fell more than 6% in April to the fourth lowest month of the Biden administration. U.S. officials say that more enforcement, including with other countries, has allowed it to buck the usual spring increase. Migrants were arrested 128,900 times in April. That's down from more than 137,000 times in March, and barely half a record high of nearly 250,000 arrests in December. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.